O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Deuteronomy 6, verses 20 through 25. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Egypt by Brian Johnson, Corey Asbury, Ethan Hulse, Lee Cummings, and Phil Wickham, sung here by the band Kane. With a Western country-style band and close-knit harmonies, the group sings triumphantly of how God delivers us from a metaphorical Egypt. His grace and mercy are represented throughout the Old Testament account and in our own lives as we rejoice in Christ's victory over sin.
Deuteronomy 6, verses 20 through 25. When your son asks you in time to come, what is the meaning of the testimonies and the statutes and the rules that the Lord our God has commanded you? Then you shall say to your son, we were Pharaoh's slaves in Egypt, and the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. And the Lord showed us signs and wonders, great and grievous, against Egypt and against Pharaoh and all his household before our eyes. And he brought us out from there, that he might bring us in and give us the land that he swore to give to our fathers. And the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God for our good always, that he might preserve us alive as we are this day. And it will be righteousness for us if we are careful to do all this commandment before the Lord our God as he has commanded us.
Our scripture for today starts with an honest question of a child. What should you say when your son asks you, why did God give us so many rules? Throughout the week, I work as a teacher, and one of my duties is to monitor the playground during recess. And we have a good amount of rules. There are certain boundaries you can't leave, certain areas where you can't run, certain games that aren't allowed. And whenever I enforce these rules, so often these little kids will ask me, Mr. Scholler, why? I think many people in our culture, both religious and secular, can tend to view the Bible this way. We can sometimes reduce the Bible down to just a bunch of rules, as if the main point of the Bible is to teach us how to live moral and upright lives. But if we think that's the main point of the Bible, then we've actually missed its most central message. Notice in our passage today, when the son asks, why did God give us so many rules? The answer is not because I just want you to be a good person. Instead, look at the correct answer. Moses says to the Israelites, you shall tell your son all about our former slavery in Egypt. Then you shall tell him about how God redeemed us with a mighty hand. He performed signs and wonders right before our eyes in order to bring us into the promised land. Before giving the reason for the rules, we're told to remember our salvation story. We too were slaves, not with Egyptian chains, but the deeper chains of sin. We too have been redeemed, not through the death of Pharaoh's firstborn son, but through the death of God's one and only Son, Jesus. We too were saved toward a promised land, although not part of this creation, but rather a new creation. Before we get a reason for the rules, we have to remember our salvation. Our salvation doesn't come after our rule following, but before. So many religions get this backwards. Obey, and maybe if you're good enough, you can be saved. The Bible says a different message. You were dead and lost in sin, but God came for you and redeemed you. So then why the rules? Notice what verse 24 says. The Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God, for our good always. People tend to think of the Bible's rules as if they're a barrier to true freedom and joy. But it's the opposite. They're actually the path to freedom and joy. Jesus says, I have come to bring you life and life abundant. Walk in my ways. Follow after me. I'll show you the way to a satisfied, happy, blessed life. John Piper once said, I don't hate sin because I'm a killjoy, but because sin kills joy. As the old hymn says, when we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Today, trust and obey Jesus, but not because of some sort of duty-fueled burden, but because Christ is more satisfying than sin. Let's make him our treasure and obey him from our hearts. Thank you.
Let's close now with this old Anglican prayer. Father, what we know not, teach us. What we have not, give us. What we are not, make us. For the sake of your Son, our Savior. Amen.